If you go down to the woods today, you're in for a big surprise.
Surprise.
If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise.
Disguise.
For every dyke that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the lesbians have their pick.
Lesbians have their pick.
Happy lesbians. Every lesbian who's bingo is sure of a treat today.
Today there's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play.
To play
beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please,
cause that's the way the lesbians have their picnic. La 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 la.
If you go down to the woods today, you better not go alone.
Alone. It's lonely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home.
At home.
For every dyke that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the lesbians have their picnic.
Picnic time
for lesbians. What fun the lusty lesbians are having, a lovely time today.
Watch them run and play.
Watch them catch them on a way.
Surprise and see the picnic on their holiday.
Today is a special day.
See them gaily
get about and rock.
They love to play and shout.
They never have any cares.
The lesbians
at play at 6 o'clock.
Their friends and their lovers will take them home to bed, because they're tired little lesbians.
Little lesbians.
Picnic time for lesbians.
What fun
the lusty lesbians are having, a lovely time today.
Watch them run and play.
Watch them catch
them
on a whim. Surprise and see them picnic on their holiday.
Today is their special day.
See them gaily
get about and rock.
They love to play and shout.
They never have any cares.
The lesbians at play at 6 o'clock.
Their friends and their lovers will take them home to bed,
because they're tired little lesbians.
What a wonderful song. That was, of course, the old song Teddy Bear's Picnic, done with very modernized lyrics by the group Dykapella. Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. This edition of Queer Music Heritage is going to be a little different from most of my shows. As usual, it is still devoted to the music of our culture, but on tonight's show, I'll be playing some very obscure selections. There are a number of them that I'd be amazed if you've ever heard before. I'm calling this my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. And it's really a continuation of the show last month. That show featured music by all male artists, and this time, the women get their chance. And I was telling you about the group Dykapella. They only released one album in 1998 called At the Gates of Heaven, and it's excellent. I'm also closing the show with one of the songs from their album. But let's move right along to one of this show's obscurities. In 1980, lesbian folk artist Jenny Clemons produced an album on her own label, Open Door Records, in Chicago. And Folkways Records also issued the album that same year. It was called Gay and Straight Together, and contained a mix of gay and straight, young and old, and male and female artists. I've tried to research the artist I'm playing from it tonight, but found nothing about her except that this song appeared on this album. But it's a neat song. It's called Lezzy Queer, and it's by Judith Carcello.
When it comes to athletics, you know how Americans are. If an athlete's really great, she can become a star and be the idol of all. She'll be famous and rich, and here's how it could happen. With just a minor switch. It was 1984 at the Olympic races. Some American woman just won 9 first places. And they asked her, how'd you do it, girl? She says, I'll tell you all right. You know, I worked really hard. And besides, I'm a dyke. Their jaws just hang. They don't know what to say.
You mean she gets up in front of the world
and tells them she's gay on satellite TV? You know, she said it all right. But she's the champ, so people just may accept this dyke. Well, she goes back home, and reluctantly but definitely they begin to cheer. Seems it's kind of novel when your heroes are queer. And those adolescent girls and boys, they forget their drugs and beer. 'Cause suddenly it's a status thing to be a leslie queer. Leslie queer, leslie queer. Now everybody wants to be a leslie queer, from preschool children to grandma dear. Everybody wants to be a leslie queer. So we would be in the midst of a lesbian craze. The market would be flooded, although I doubt if there'd ever be a surplus. And you can bet that businesses would catch on to this, because there is money to be made in any fad. Business catches on, promoting a tomboy line of toys. They got lesbian bicycles for girls and for boys. And even TV has seen the light. They got the cartoon adventures of Ultra Dyke. Leslie queer, Leslie queer. Now everybody wants to be a Leslie queer, from preschool children to grandma dear. Everybody wants to be a Leslie queer. And there would be other changes in the TV and toy industry and other places. Barbie and Midge, the Barbie dolls, they'd forget about Ken, but they'd ask him out to play every now and then. And those scripts would be different for Shirley and Laverne, but many aunts, Wiggy and Papa would learn. Leslie queer, Leslie queer. No longer does that name invoke hate or fear. You can say it with respect now and give yourself a cheer. Everybody wants to be a Leslie queer. Well, maybe it could. It could happen this way. Folks would be embarrassed for not being gay, and a whole new age of leslie queers would get underway. And when I think about it, all I can't say is leslie queer, leslie queer. Now everybody wants to be a leslie queer, from preschool children to grandma dear. Everybody wants to be a leslie queer. Once more, leslie queer, leslie queer. Now everybody wants to be a leslie queer, from preschool children to grandma dear. Everybody wants to be, anybody here? A leslie queer.
Judith Carcello's Leslie Queer. And it seems appropriate that I should follow it with two more very lesbian songs. And songs can't get much more lesbian than these two, since their titles are I Like Being a Dyke and Obvious Dyke.
Who's that looks so sharp and feels so strong? Being a lesbian, yes, I
Ladies who do not know their place, are they witty, witchy women with discriminating a taste? Ooh, a thrill ripples this hollow heart. Ooh, the chills thrill this matriarch. 'Cause I like being a lesbian. Yes, I like being a dyke. I like women's stories. I love women's centers and their outlying territories. I like women's drivers and, of course, women drivers. I like what you like, and we like dykes.
Something that I've gotta share, gonna tell you in this song why fammy girls don't turn me on. Well, give me 501s and a denim shirt. You can keep your lipstick and your mini skirt, 'cause I know what I want. You're just not my type. I want a 10-ton cropped hair, obvious dyke. It leaves me high and dry. All this lesbian chic. I need a tough bull dyke to make my knees go weak. Call me old-fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke. So if you're window shopping, wanna give it a try, then you can count me out. And here's the reason why. 'Cause I don't want no swingers taking me for a ride, 'cause they might end up sleeping with the other side. So if you need to explore your sexuality, then go on right ahead, but just not with me. Call me old-fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke. So you can keep your fashions and your lesbian trends. Give me a biker's jacket and a pair of DMs. If a designer dyke said I made her hot melt, I'd say my kind of power dressing is a studded leather belt. When it comes to women, I won't take part lock. I want a diesel dyke who drives a bus or a truck. Call me old-fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke. Call me old-fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke.
The first track, I Like Being a Dyke, was by Allison Farrell from 1994, from an album called Tomboy. She released two albums, and I've not been able to find either one, which often happens with independent releases by gay and lesbian artists. So few copies are pressed, with so little distribution, that they become instant collectibles. The only reason that I have a recording of that song at all is because of the publication Hotwire. That wonderful magazine was subtitled The Journal of Women's Music and Culture, and did a superb job of documenting our culture while it was issued, from the years 1984 through 1994. They also gave our culture the wonderful gift of including sound sheets with almost every issue. Sound sheets are those flexible music discs that some magazines today still include. So I'm grateful that I was able to get Allison Farrell's song from one of those. The second song was easier to obtain, and the album is still available, but you have to know where to look. The song is called Obvious Dyke and was from a 1999 album called Make It Sound Easy. The artist is a lesbian comedian from England named Claire Summerskill. Next up is a lesbian anarchist. Well, that's what she calls herself on the cover of her 1978 album, which got major distribution since it was on the Folkways label. Here's the album's full title, Songs of Fire, Songs of a Lesbian Anarchist, and it was by Kathy Fire. From the album, here's the song, Crazy.
If you wish to name me, don't you call me no lady. Oh no, that's not what I am here for. A lady ain't nothing but a puppet of men, and I know, oh, oh, I ain't one, no. That man in your head, he calls me crazy, don't you know? Sisters who rising up stronger every day, yeah, in a worldwide kind of way, yeah. That man in your head, he thinks we're all crazy, don't you know? That man in your head, he calls us crazy, don't you know? If you wish to blame me, don't you call sinner, it's the sins done by men that are many. Oh, why don't you know that the spirit of life is your own? Why can't you grow? That man in your head, he calls me crazy, don't you know? Look from where I'm standing. Property, profits, war, rape, pollution, and caring only for what you can own. Sisters, don't you give that man a hole. Oh, brothers, why do you give that man a hole? Oh, people, don't you give that man a hole.
That was Kathy Fire from her album Songs of Fire. Now we're going to head back to the 60s for some unintentional lesbian songs. What do I mean by that? Well, they were written by well-known singer-songwriters and intended as demo recordings only. They were to be used to play for producers and artists of those days to get them interested in recording the songs. So the gender of the singer on the demo didn't really matter. I've played many of this type of recording on my show before, and I love it. For example, I've played Neil Sedaka singing Where the Boys Are. This time the artists are Jackie DeShannon and Carole King. Jackie DeShannon had hits with What the World Needs Now and Put a Little Love in Your Heart, but she was also a prolific writer. The mega hit Betty Davis Eyes is an example. So here are two by her from the early 60s. I can just imagine Bobby V singing the first one.
Nothing. here or we, but there ain't nothing gonna stop me. Unless everybody do it. Bop you bop 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 you bop. Bop you bop 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 you bop. Oh baby, nothing's gonna stop me. A little more punch down. Bop you bop 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 you bop. Bop you bop 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 you bop. Oh baby.
Those demos by Jackie DeShannon were called Nothing's Gonna Stop Me and There's Gonna Be a Fight, and were likely from around 1962 or 1963. As far as I know, the first one was never recorded by a male artist, and the second one only got very obscure releases by the singers Dick Laurie in the U.S. and Ken Kirkham in England. But these next two demos definitely did get recorded by male artists and were big hits for Steve Lawrence and Freddie Scott in 1962 and 1963. Here's Carole King singing her versions of Go Away Little Girl and Hey Girl.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you. Your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true.
Too hard to resist.
Now, judging from the production values of that last track, I'd say Carole King re-recorded her demo, Hey Girl, before it was ultimately released on her 1980 album collection, Pearls. Okay, you may have heard these next two songs if you were listening to the radio in 1967, and they never made it to the charts. That's because they were commercials. There was a milkshake product then called Great Shakes, and they got top artists of the day to record their jingle. These were artists like The Tokens, The Yardbirds, The Chiffons, The Who, and the artist I'm playing next, Dusty Springfield. And I'm following Dusty with another artist you'll probably recognize. In fact, you can't miss. Her name was announced right away.
And now, Dusty Springfield.
Great Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors, Flippy New Chocolate Fudge Great Shakes and Wild New Strawberry Great Shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake, so thick it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Shakes so good now, oh so good now, it's so creamy.
Leslie Gore tells all.
Do you want to know what we did last night? Nothing, just nothing at all. Didn't even go to the picture show. Do you want to know what we did last night? Nothing, just nothing at all. We just sat around, had a coke downtown, that's all.
It seems so bad.
Do you want to know what we did last night? Nothing, just nothing at all. We just sat around, had a coke downtown, that's all. That's all. That's all. Yeah, we had a ball.
Funny thing about coke, you can drink it all night long and never get tired of its taste.
That's all. Fun goes better with food, goes better with people, go better with love. We're on one foot, extra fun in you and everything you do.
Of course, that was Leslie Gore singing one of the more original Coke commercials. It was from 1967 and was obviously tailored for her singing style. And I've got another song by Leslie Gore to share with you. It was recorded in 1964, but was not released for 30 years until it showed up on a German box set of her work. A lot of gay and lesbian people identified with the song Secret Love.
Anymore. Now I shine.
secret anymore. Anymore. No more.
Leslie's version of the Doris Day classic was obviously updated to give it a 60s sound. And next is a song that should sound very, if you will, Leslie Gore-ish. In 1996, a movie came out called Grace of My Heart, which was loosely based on the story of Carole King when she was a young songwriter. In the movie, you see a young singer do the following song, and it is obvious that the style was modeled after Leslie Gore. And furthermore, in the plot, the singer was a very closeted lesbian, and the lyrics were calculated to play on that secrecy. The song is called My Secret Love, and in the movie, Bridget Fonda played the role of the teenaged, angst-ridden lesbian. But the singing was dubbed by Miss Lily Banquet. My Secret Love from the movie Grace of My Heart. Now here's what I didn't tell you before that makes the playing of that song in this connection even more fun. It was co-written for the movie by Leslie Gore, and it was obviously an homage to her hits like You Don't Own Me. Before we leave the 60s-oriented segment of this show, here's one more clip, and it's another commercial, this time for the 1968 movie The Killing of Sister George.
In any relationship, there are bound to be conflicts.
Your legs are unusually white.
I'm not married to you, George.
Luminous white.
George, you're impossible.
Luminous white.
The killing of Sister George. The major battle in the sexual revolution. The Killing of Sister George, starring Beryl Reed, Susanna York, and Coral Brown. The story of Alice, who has everything a girl could want, and George, the girl who wants it.
Can't you see you're just torturing the poor child?
I am sorry. I really am.
Palomar Pictures International presents The Killing of Sister George, an Associates and Aldrich production from the Cinerama Releasing Corporation.
The Killing of Sister George has been rated X.
Hi, this is Holly Neer.
Hi, this is Chris Williamson.
This is Margie Adam.
And you are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KBFT Houston.
And this is a good time to invite you to visit my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings, and listen to the show anytime. And also, be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. This next song has a simply wonderful title, I Was a Teenage Lesbian. It's sung by an artist named Judy Fiel, who's been recording for almost 25 years. Oh, her last name is Norwegian and is spelled F-J-E-L-L, but pronounced Fiel. The song comes from her 1993 album, Best of Times.
I was a teenage lesbian, despised by all my peers. The girls who were wise kept their eyes on the guys, but I was young, I was dumb, and I was queer.
She was queer.
I was a teenage lesbian, dying to dive into sin.
She was
so set on my fate, I could hardly wait. Of course, I didn't know where to begin. Too young by a year to buy a beer, I drove around all the bars. No hope for me without a fake ID. I never Alas, it seemed as though I was destined never to find my dream. But then a light came from above. I bought a ball and the glove, and I joined the softball.
Okay, let's get local. Here are two songs by Houston artists, and they are both very talented. Sarah Golden is only 20, but is already working on her second album to be released around January. So until it's ready, we'll have to make do with her album from 2 years ago called Truth. And the song I picked is I Love You More Than Jell-O.
Okay, so most of my life I've been wrong.
never felt more certain about something till you came along. And you are the first choice that I am actually glad I married. Now you're here and I pray to God that you are here to stay. I want you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved a thing in this world. And I know that you're always in my heart and you'll always be my girl. See you every day, but I'm sure to see you every night in my dreams. And I just wanna thank you now for showing me the love you've shown me. Cause baby, no one on earth could or would ever even be anything close to you. Darling, listen carefully. I want you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved a thing in this world. And I know that you're always in my heart and you'll always be my girl. Lieda. But I don't know how else to show my devotion so true. Look deep in my eyes and you'll see there's a fire inside and it burns for you. But I don't know how else to show my devotion so true. Look deep in my eyes and you'll see there's a fire inside and it burns only for you. I want you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved a thing in this world. And I know that you're always in my heart and you'll always be my girl. I want you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved a thing in this world. I know that you're always in my heart and you'll always be my girl. I always be my girl. I always be my girl. To walk with me, I need a woman to talk with me.
I need a woman
to scratch my back. I need a woman to keep me on track.
I need a woman
who likes to drive. I need a woman.
Like Martina, who won't call me Mary, thinks Newt Gingrich is scary.
I need a woman.
Following Sarah Golden, who is young and talented, was Nancy Ford, who is... Oh, that's too easy. Nancy's a friend of mine, and she's been a guest on Queer Voices many times over the years. She also grew up within 10 miles of where I did in Ohio. Must have been something in the water. Besides being a singer, Nancy is a writer and is associate publisher of the magazine Texas Triangle, and may be more known for her comedy, as she hosts an open mic show in Houston called The Dyke Show. Sounds like she's kind of a Renaissance woman. Up next is a rare track by an artist I like a lot, named Allison Tartaglia. Her first album came out in 2002 and was called Ready, and promptly won an Out Music Award for Best Debut Album by a Female. A couple years before the album came out, she had several songs available to hear at the old site mp3.com, back when that site was useful and fun. No charge for the editorial comment. She told me that she left the song you'll hear next off of her album because it has a Wizard of Oz reference, and there was already another song on the album that also did. You mean you can get too much Wizard of Oz? Who knew? Anyway, here's her song called Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, what can you do for me? That's the question you ought to be asking. Did you only get to hide behind your gold lamé curtains and soundboard? Have you green out to tear down your drapes? And a green out to unplug your cords? And one day, everyone's gonna realize they don't need Mr. Wizard to get where they're going. And one day, everyone's gonna realize they don't need Mr. Wizard to find their way home.
Allison Tartaglia with Mr. Wizard. I've got one more song left for you on my special lesbian edition of Songs I've Been Meaning to Play. But before I get to it, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And also, please check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of all the artists and recordings I've played tonight. And I want to plug another of my shows. I just uploaded to my website a sort of bonus show for internet listening only. I call the show, I'll Be FCCing You. And it's packed full of songs that in no way can be played on daytime radio. Songs that FCC regulators would have abortions over. I'm sorry, it's for adults only. You can get to it from the 2004 page of my site. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. On that show, I plan to honor in much more depth two of the lesbian music pioneers. I'm closing the show the way I opened it, with the group Dyke Appella, with a song from their 1998 album, At the Gates of Heaven. The song directly pays tribute to the lesbians of the 50s and 60s who made it easier for those who came after them. It was originally written and recorded by Judy Reagan in 1983. Here's the dicappello version of the song, Hollywood Haircut.
She had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black peg pants. Carried her cigarettes in her sleeve. She didn't much like to dance. And if that Bull Dykstone Butch Diesel Dagger woman doesn't mean very much to you today, sister, while you're walking on the path from your oppression, just remember who pointed the way. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline. A woman-loving woman, she loved her butch. There wasn't much she hadn't seen. And if that sweet femme flirty fox dolled-up woman doesn't mean very much to you today, sister, while you're walking on the path from your oppression, just remember who pointed the way. Walking down the street holding hands, they were screamed at, beaten as they left the bars. Fighting their oppression, never losing their direction. The frontline troops in a war of liberation. The founding mothers. She had a Hollywood haircut. She wore black peg pants. A strong, tough swagger and lesbian woman. Living like she did took a chance. And if those Bull Dykstone Butch Diesel Dagger women don't mean very much to you today, sister, while you're walking on the path from your oppression, just remember who pointed the way. Some of us act like we'd like to forget them. Are we too insecure to see the things that they could teach us if we'd only let them reach us? We're just different branches of a woman-loving tree. Same roots, you and me. She had a bouffant hairdo. She used a lot of Maybelline. A strong, tough swagger and lesbian woman living in a world that is mean. And if those sweet femme Bull Dyke women loving women don't mean very much to you today, sister, while you're walking on the path from your oppression, just remember the women who. Remember the women who. Remember the women who pointed the.